So as we begin the second Tosfos, right, now keep in mind that at the end of the last Tosfos, right, Tosfos made it clear that there's no issue, he had no issue whatsoever with the Av theoretically being first, okay, in the inheritance line. Now, let's understand what this Tosfos is going to do, and that's, again, this is the way the Rishonim learn, this Tosfos is going to tackle a Hav Aminah. Okay, that's all to do. I mean, the objective of this Tosfos is to understand the merit of Hav Aminah, meaning we know ultimately this is going to be rejected by the Gemara. We know the Av doesn't come first, right? But the point is that Tosfos is attacking the merits of this Hav Aminah. This is the best Tosfos to kind of, as a culmination of the Sugya, because it's going to bring together, right, all the main principles we've been discussing. Chakrav Ayin, Mishmush, the order of the Psukim. Is that like a sarcastic one or a real one?
No, I'm just...
Oh, okay. So you're going to see all the... you're going to see some fascinating questions that Tosfos raises. I don't know if you got up to him yet, but he raises some amazing questions that really go to the core of how Yerusha works. So it's a really difficult Tosfos, but we'll get through it step by step. All right, let's start. Let's take the first paragraph. Go.
Should I start?
Where it says a Tosfos B'ar Le'el.
Okay.
B'ar Le'el.
It's like a dice temple tomorrow. Lomar, Shehe Agni Hamed, Kodin Levan Hamed. The Rishad adds Hamed.
Okay, so Toso said that what do the Gemara think? The Gemara thought that maybe Father comes first. Okay, maybe Father comes first. Machim Tosos.
Right, okay, Machim Tosos. The Intomar in Kain, Lo Yerushu Ben Bach, Ach Lolam, Ach Hamed.
No, Esames. Okay, amazing idea. So Tosfos says like this. Tosfos, I mean, this is a good example of logic, okay? Tosfos is forcing us to accept the premise. What's his premise? His premise is that if you're going to actually tell me there's a Hav Aminah that the Av could inherit first, then theoretically it would be possible that there would never be a southern inheritance. Let's forget Ach for the time being. Let's make it simple. There, theoretically speaking, once I go up, right, you could say there would never be a potential to go down. Why?
Your show
Afikever. That we know. Where do we know that principle from? How do we? Where's the principle that if that? Where's the principle that the father's Yorush mina kever?
Either for the fact which is Afar Afayaviv.
No, but what system? What system did we see that play in? Mishmush. Okay, Mishmush is the idea of being Yorushu the kever. Okay, so Toso says. Kidafina Megmar Lahan Kiwan Ve'im Neima. Right. V'yikto macharav. The holachas, right? It's because you're engaged in mishmash. So ben achar ben ad ruvin. Keep going.
You have go down the rusha of contain beno beto shall have made beto shall have made. Ha in name again, yitza shalot to ha mtsuot shershuhu bene kain.
Beno vito.
Oh, sorry, beno vito. Bahare a torah kotevet shirshu ha bain babat of the shalmate.
Right. Well, it's very good, by the way, because the Biuro Tosfos guy is helping out a lot. He's trying to transition you from the first paragraph to the second one. But let's understand what he's saying here. It's fascinating. Very, very simple question he's asking. He's saying like this. He's saying, well, I shouldn't say that simple. He's saying like this. The Torah says, Ben, Bas, Ach, Ache, Aviv, right? And then She'era. Ever remember this? Right? Okay. Now, what else do we say? The Tosfos says, let's say Av comes first. Okay? Actually, let me write this down here. Let's say Av came first. So if that Hav Aminah would exist, okay, then there would never be, theoretically, okay, there would never be a Ben Bas or Av, okay? If it would tell me the Av would be first to be Yorish, since he's Yorish mina kever, which really means applying mishmash. So then what's going to happen? Okay. So what premise is Tosfos? You got to pay attention to Tosfos. What premise is he forcing us to accept?
Can't go back down.
Because?
He's dead. Can't go through dead people.
No. Okay, you're on the right track. But what, in other words, what he's saying is like this. What he's saying is that what tells me I go to Av? What system tells me I go to Av? Mishmash, right? Now, what he's saying is that once I enter the Mishmash system, what can't I do then? Forget Chokhar Ma'ayan. What can't I do? I can't leave, right? I can't dip my toes into Mishmash and then go back down again, right? Once I engage in Mishmash, once I start Mishmash, now I'm bound. It's a Chokhar Ma'ayan idea, but I'm bound to keep looking for Avs. Remember, everyone north of the Father are just versions of the Av, right? Ache, Aviv, they're all different Avs. Just like Chokhar Ma'ayan, each one's a type of Ben, that would happen up north. But what Tosfos is saying is that once I go ahead and initiate the Av, again, the Havamina, the Av comes first. Once I initiate the Av, Tosfos is forcing us to agree that I've now engaged Mishmash. I've turned the Mishmash machine on. Once I turn it on, there is no mechanism to go south at that point until I exhaust it. But this is going to be a problem because the Torah does say, Ben Basach. So why would you, if you're telling me that, I would almost say, practically, not a word I use often, but practically speaking, you're never going to have inheritance go south. It's never going to happen. I know, I'm saying, but yes. But then if that's true, why would the Torah give us these examples? Right? Why give Ben Basach every time it's not going to happen on a normal basis? The point I want you to remember, the reason why the Av comes first is not a natural idea, right? It comes from an idea of Mishmash, meaning we engage Mishmash. And when we engage Mishmash, Father comes first. Those go hand in hand, right? But once I do that, I'm stuck in that system. And that's it. There's no going south anymore. Why does he say that? That's a good question. Now he gives two answers. Two answers. All right? Umiyash from Yishlomar. The Yorshin. Okay, so what do you need? So his first answer is that even if you wanted to say the Father comes first, okay, meaning even if you want to say that once I go up, right, that normally speaking I'm stuck because of Mishmash, there is a reason why the Torah would have to list Ben Basanach. For this case, the Ger, the son of the Ger. Dehainu. Okay, so who dies? Let's say she was a Ger. Right? She was a Ger. Okay, so what happens? So she was a Ger, right? And let's say she was father's a Ger, and now Shua dies. Okay? So now what happens? The Aviv a Ger, Kvar
Eino Chai. Is the son of a Ger a Ger or a Jew?
He's a Jew. He's saying, without reading, we'll read the whole thing, but he's saying there's going to be a case that exists where you can't go up, where you cannot go up. So the Torah writes Ben Basach. It's an amazing possibility, but Tosfos is suggesting that the Torah writes Ben Basach because of the scenario of the Ben Ger. So keep reading. He's going to explain it by the Ben Ger. He says, Sha'az Yorshim Oso Ben Ovito. Of the Yorsha. Because the father of the Ger has no, his own father could never be part of this inheritance scheme because he's not Jewish. He's out. He's out.
Wait, but what about the fact that he's going to come after, meaning the father's always...
This isn't a crazy premise. Wherever you go, you got to hit a Jew, right? If you don't hit a Jew, you can't go in that direction.
Then where does it go?
The problem is that as we're going north, you know what the problem is? We hit the, as Yosef put it, we hit the low ceiling. We bumped up against the point we can't go north anymore. So now the Torah has to step in and tell you, we don't just leave it in some sort of limbo. Rather, there is somewhere to go. You can go south. This is a very strange premise because this is almost like saying, like, you would think that it's intuitive that who should inherit first? Your kids. But Tosfos is saying that you could construct, not just intellectual gymnastics here, but you could construct a scenario where it would make sense to say that the father does come first in Yerusha. And that the only reason why the Torah mentions the kids is because of this case of the Ger. His first answer, right? His first answer is that you are trapped in Mishmash. You're right. You're trapped in Mishmash. But you're trapped there until you have no choice, but you have to leave. At a certain point, you get kicked out. When you get kicked out of Mishmash, when you can't go any further north. So normally we would say it goes up to Reuven, theoretically. Meaning, there is, I hold that's like infinite. Like there's no end. But it happens to be there's a situation that can emerge, because the Torah tells us, that a situation can emerge where you have to go south, where you're booted out of Mishmash.
Right, so this leads to my next question. Why are we
Tosfos is bringing this in to show you that the Havamina of the Av coming first is a sensible Havamina, and that once I engage in Mishmosh, I'm stuck in Mishmosh world. But why is the Torah bringing Ben Bas Ach? Because a case can exist where I can't use Mishmosh anymore. Right? It's not just an Ad Reuven. A more natural case, a more normative case where I can't use Mishmosh. So where would I go? Oh, Ben Bas Ach. The Torah comes in to tell you, Ben Bas Ach, to tell you you have to go south.
Cool.
With Ben Beno Shalger.
Right, Beno Shalger, is that where? Right, Bekevra? Is that where?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
The Yorish Laviv.
The Yorish Laviv. Hager HaRishon.
Right. So he's worked it out. He's worked out, again, without getting so detailed mechanics, he's worked out why the Torah has Ben Masach and retaining the sensibility of the Havamina saying that the Av inherits first. Beautiful. But, of course, what does Tosfos have to do to us?
Ruin everything.
Inami! Okay, now, pay attention to this answer. This answer is also a very interesting answer. Inami.
Inami. Af im hayinu omrim ave hamet kodem liyursho litnei b'nei bido. Miko makom im ein lo av gon shekever meit.
Kvar meis.
Huh?
Shekvar meis.
Lo namar.
Right. Elo namar to bechay gavna.
Gavna in.
Stop. What's he trying to do here? What's Tosfos trying to do here? Tosfos is saying there's another way you can learn. The first way he's learning the Havamina is that Av and Mishmosh are intrinsically tied to each other. But now he's saying not necessarily the case. Maybe you could say that I can show you naturally, right, how you can bump up to Av, but just because you're in the Av zone doesn't mean you have to apply Mishmosh. Again, he's separating Mishmosh from Av, right? And to show you how you can go back down. Okay, to show you why you go down. Okay, and now he's going to explain why that would be the case. But again, the first way of learning Tosfos is trying to tell you that you're bound to use Mishmosh when you enter the Av zone, right? And then you need Ben Bas Ach for this artificial scenario of a ger. The second way of learning is saying no. He's saying that you're not necessarily bound to engage in Mishmosh when you go up north to the Av. Okay, you're not stuck in the Mishmosh world. There is a way to naturally leave it. You don't have to bounce up to a ger. And then, or a non-Jew, and then bounce down again. I'll show you naturally why you have to say you have to go south. Part. The imein aviv shel meis chai.
The imein aviv shel meis chai. Yeshem v'tov v'no bito shel hamet o achiv kishein lo banim. V'atam shehainu omrim tein.
So why is this the case? Why do you say that? Why is it natural, so to speak, to say that you can bounce up to the av? Don't worry about mishmosh. You have to go back down to ben basach. Why does that have to be the case? So he says that Tom General McCain, who came on, you'll see.
In the stem function of Mishmosh, we understood it to mean.
Barley, come on. So we learn out from later on that it says what? She'ein lecha.
She'ein lecha shim yore shim avir nachla b'yirushato. Shevet l'shevet. Ela ba.
Okay, we never have an intermingling of Shvatim except for a Bas case. Now remember, I told you guys from the beginning. One of the objectives in Yerusha, from a Nachla standpoint, is to keep Asher and Asher and Yisachar and Yisachar. We don't want mixings of Yisachar and Asher. But there is a scenario where that's going to have to take place, right? What's the scenario that takes place? The Bas case. Because what happens by a Bas? Hoel.
Hoel.
Acher, Yorsha. What's the case? What's the case? In this situation where Shua's married to Daniela, Shua's a Zvulun guy, Daniela comes from Dan, right? Now, at this point, you would say that Daniela is really part of Zvulun, so to speak, right? Meaning, your kids, Shua and Daniela's kids, I can't. Right, so that's true. I know. All right, so if now, if I ask you right now, Shua and Daniela's kids are going to inherit Zvulun land, right? Ben will be a Zvulun guy, right? Which makes sense, right? Okay, yeah. But now you got an interesting situation. Ukrainian guy dies, okay? Now remember, and there's no Bunim, okay? No Ben. And let's say no, all right, so who's next? The boss, okay? Daniela would seem to be the person to inherit Dan. But now let's say she dies, okay? Now what? Well, that gets really weird because what's going to happen at this point?
Now it shouldn't
go to Zvulun. Yeah, what, like, so what happens to Dun, the Dun land? It goes up for auction. His principle is, and his principle from the Gemara, she'en lecha shum yore shemavir nachala b'yirshuso misheva l'shevet. You never want a passing of nachala from one sheva to another, except when you have a boss case. Because by boss case, what choice do you have? You're going to have to take the Dun land and disappear into Zvulun land. So keep going. Okay, so here's the tricky part. Because if I actually said that once I engage in mishmush, so now I am, meaning I go up north and I'm engaged in mishmush now, okay, I'm part of mishmush, what's going to end up happening? If I go, if I take this idea of keep going north to its extreme, what will happen? Well, but even before you get the Yaakov, what's going to end up happening? You're going to inevitably have what? If you go up north and use mishmash, what's going to happen? At some point, you're going to have a redistribution of land. If you go north, if you swear by mishmash, if you go by his first answer, which means once I go into the Av, I'm stuck in the mishmash zone, you will have an intermingling of shevet land. It's going to inevitably happen as you work your way up north. So he says, keep going, Yuri. He says, right, so you're gonna end up at some point. You're gonna end up when you go north. You could theoretically end up in a situation where there is an intermingling of shvatim, but we can't have that. There's only one situation we tolerate that, and that's by the boss case. So how could you have? So what he's saying is that he's saying that just because I go with Av does not mean I'm bound by the system of mishmash. Let's just finish the paragraph, and then you can ask a question. He says. Very cute, right? Yaakov is Moorish to all the Jewish people, right? Kolomar l'chol shvatim. Leben l'bas lach. Lachain. All right, so again, the critical point he's trying to say is that you would say Av is Yoresh. Let's go back to She'ero, okay? That Av is Yoresh because he's She'ero. But it doesn't mean that once I engage in She'ero, then now I'm deploying Mishmush, okay? We keep Mishmush in the bag, and we go up to Av, and then go back down again, because we don't want to be bound by Mishmush, because if we are, you're going to violate this principle of intermingling Shvatim.
Where did we see that boss the only one?
The Gemara says so. That's from the Gemara. Yeah. That's one. That's Darshan from the Gemara. Kuf Tesam Abayis. Open the Gemara. Now we'll get to Chakram Ayin. Hold on. Don't worry about Chakram Ayin yet. Okay, but let's understand something. Let's understand. So Tosfos gives two answers, right? His first answer is saying that the father, that engaging in Mishmush is fine to be an Aviv, right? And the Torah brings down Ben Bas Ach because of the Ger case. The second answer is saying, no. We don't want to engage in Mishmash when you go up north. Because if we did, then we'd violate this other principle of intermingling Shvatim. So what should happen? Just understand the mechanics. We go up north. We don't deploy Mishmash, because if we did deploy Mishmash, we'd violate some other principle. So Mishmash is not engaged yet. And then, so therefore we saturate south, and then we can go back up north again. But we want to avoid this other principle of intermingling Shvatim. I just want to make sure you sense the tension, the struggle Tosfos is having here. Remember I told you, there's all these variables out there. There's Mishmush, there's She'ero, there's the primacy of the sun. He's literally playing this game of trying to figure out, it's like, so, go ahead. It says, Makshim Tosfos. Now, okay, what's his question? If you want to say what?
We learn out from
who are what I'm saying, if Imein lo bas and Asatem Snach Sol lo Achiv, that's not uncles, who is that? Right, but isn't that the brothers of the mace?
Yes,
I think so, right? But where do you learn Achi Aviv out from though? Ache Aviv. You learn out from Achiv. Okay. Yeah. Haikra dekasav Rachmana Lamali. Why do you need the pasuk of imein lo bas when satam es nachasol echav? What do you need that pasuk for? Right, but typically. Right. Ayin lo. Oh, you remember that? Okay. Rather, we have the pasuk says uben ein lo, and ben ein lo teaches us what? Chakar v'ayin, which means that we go south and saturate the southern way. The darshina minala kaman. We learn that from the Gemara later on. Dechi. So what do we know from later on? That the son of the if Shua's kid is dead, then what do? We keep going down, right? Chakar v'ayin is you saturate south. Now, the kenami amrinan. Oh, so why don't we say the same thing? North, right? Dinachala mishamesha suba. Okay. Why don't we say, all right, Kolomar, just give me a Kolomar, im kala zaro shal mesa gamre, that if we saturate the south, right? What should we say?
Yep.
The Yorsha, right? Right. So he's saying, what's he asking?
If we saturate down and we get to the, after we saturate the line, we go to the next one, why not just do the same thing up?
Meaning, what don't I need?
Huh?
What don't I need? If you recall the Gemara that we saw, what does the Gemara tell us later on? Right? That we saw earlier, but what does the Gemara tell us? That you darshan out from the word ein, chakar v'ayin. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then the Gemara says, what about going up? So you learn that out from what?
But you go down.
Well, but it's a different system. What's that system called? Mishmash. That's mishmash.
Sure, it's like a different system.
It has to be. What? Prove to me why mishmash is different than chakar v'ayin. Demonstrate to me why mishmash is different than chakar v'ayin. Because who does chakar v'ayin can only go which direction?
Down.
But it can never take into account.
Across.
Right. But whereas mishmash does what? Mishmash always is taking the L. Mishmash is the L. Right. What Tosas is saying is that. Once I know Chakar v'ayin south, why don't I just say the same thing? North. Okay, what do I need? What do I need? Mishmush, you'll see Tosa's going to flesh this out. Why is Mishmush a separate system? Why not just say that once I do Chakar v'ayin south, just keep use that drush to learn north as well?
How would you ever get
to
Keep going.
Okay, so he's saying, of course, brothers will be included. Why would brothers be included if I did Chakar v'ayin north?
My brothers? Because you're correct.
Well, what does Chakar v'ayin mean? Okay, so I'm gonna send you the source tomorrow. You should look at the Gemara briefly. But the machlokas in the Gemara, it's almost a hysterical machlokas. The machlokas is there a seder in Nachalos or not in the Torah? So when the Torah says ben bas ach ache aviv sheiro, because the machlokas is that in order or not in order? So now, of course, you're going to probably yell at me and say, what?
We haven't been sure.
No, I'm saying in that machlokas, which side seems to make more sense? That there's no order, right? It's hard to imagine. We darshan out she'iro. It's hard to imagine how you can maintain that's an actual order. If you hold, it's lo shalokas adrung sibi, klomar. Right, so don't trust the order. That order is not telling you anything when it comes to Yerusha. Don't trust that order, okay? No. It's not an order. It's not an order. Well, no, it's a list of examples. No, the hot deal, okay? If my wife gives me a shopping list, right? You need to pick up the following things. Clementines, brown sugar, Coke Zero, and peanut butter, right? Peanut butter, lots of peanut butter, right? So that doesn't mean it's an order to that. Those are just four things I need to purchase. Do any order I want to. So these are just showing you the examples. These are the categories, right? But that doesn't mean that Ben comes before Boss. Just happens. Even though, by the way, it's even though it's written the email low Boss. I understand. I get that. I understand that. But I'm saying, let's put that to the side. The point is that there's no sin in Anachalus. So he says that's exactly what he's about to say. He says. Okay, that's even wilder. Okay, so why does it say Achi Aviv? All right, what's Achi Aviv doing there? There's no need to have Achi Aviv in the Torah. It's only there to tell you one thing, according to the Shita, to tell you there's no Seder. What? No. Because you know why? Because if She'ero means Av, She'ero means Av. And what do we know for sure? The Av.
It has to come before Achi.
Oh, so what's Achi Aviv doing there? There's no order. Like, just when you thought that Ben Bas Ach is telling you something about an order, you get to Achi Aviv. And Achi Aviv tells you, I mean, but just think about the ramifications of that. I understand I'm perilously close to a meta question here. But it's an amazing idea that according to the Shita, you would suggest that a Kadosh Baruch Hu would put a category in the Torah to tell you nothing about the category itself. Simply as like an arrow pointing you, don't think this is a Seder. That's a crazy idea. He's saying, the evil cause of Krad Achi Aviv Hava Amina de Kesidron Ksivi. Because you would think that Ben Bas Ach is the actual order you must go in. Of course, that would include She'ero as well, which means that Av would come after Ach. Okay? He says, no. He says, Dibitora, Kasu Parshas Nachalish, Imin Lames, Ben Obas, Achi Mes, Yoshimaso. Vimino Achim, Avir Mes, Nachalish, She'ero. Shu Aviv Shalames. Rev Oz Hava Mashma, De Achi Hames, Kodman, Lareshis, is a Mesle Aviv. We don't want that. We never want to think that the Ach comes before the Av. That can't be. I'm not sure why not. No, Ach. Ach. Okay? So therefore, he says, Ava Hashta, keep going. That's a very important point. Okay, so now Tosis, he's trying to pull a fast one on you. You got to listen to him. Tosis is saying, now, what is She'ero coming to teach you? So the simple way of learning She'ero is coming to teach you is it's coming to teach you that the father inherits, right? As well as something about his order. Tosis is saying, She'ero is not coming to teach you that the father inherits. Of course the father inherits. Of course. He's saying that, he says, Al korkal nichtav She'ero, right? Shu av, Shiorosh is a mesh. Ella kedei lahak dimon la'achim. The only reason why She'ero is there is to teach you that not that She'ero is that the Av is an inheritor, but rather that as an inheritor he comes before the Ach, right? Exactly right. In other words, She'ero is not there to teach you the Av, even though the Gemara seems to say that. It's to teach you that this person who we know has a primacy in inheritance naturally, right, must come before Ach. So just finish him up. So he says, "Dalak dimos Av la'achi Aviv, la'achi Av." Koach Acheav. Right. Upshita. Mikocho. Right. Elavadai. Okay, so again, so what's the upshot here? The upshot is that Achei Av, according to Tosos, we're not sure why this helps answer Chakrav Ayin just yet, but we have to figure that one out. But what Tosos is saying for now is you, when you read Nachalos, it's not written in order. Okay, how do you know not written in order? Because Achei Aviv, it sticks out like a sore thumb. And that's there, that's like the sign on the road that tells you, don't look at this in order. Okay, it's very odd. Very strange. What's the idea here? And then, as I'll show you next time, what's Tosos' kasha going to be? Obviously, that this only works according to which side.
The side says there's an order.
What about the side that says there is an order? Good luck with that. Okay. Well, no.